Can we talk about Kobe Bryant? I understand he's coming up in an upcoming episode. Obviously, the world could never have predicted the horrific events to follow. What was that time with him like?
It was really special. It was I think his first interview after his daughter was born. He had a baby girl in June, and we did this interview in early July. I'm not sure the exact date. It was the day of the ESPYs. Kobe doesn't do many of these, but with Michael, obviously, Michael holds a different place in his heart. So it was really enlightening to see how much he cared about Michael, how much he idolized him. And I had never known about this relationship that they had, you know, far away from the cameras. They had this big brother, little brother relationship. And being a cynic and being in this business for over 20 years, I thought, like, well, maybe he's embellishing because I've never heard anything about this. And it seemed like cool soundbite. Okay. And then you see Michael's speech at his memorial service, and that confirms that Kobe was absolutely right about how close they were behind closed doors. So we went from having what was a really cool kind of access-driven, rare moment with them and their interaction at the 98 All-Star game to something that's far more poignant given the horrific events that happened in January. So that'll be right at the beginning of episode 5. We dedicated episode 5 to Kobe, and that scene is right off the top of episode 5.